News Drive on BBC Radio Scotland.
Now let's talk about contactless payments on mobile phones, because from today, Android Pay is available in the UK almost a year after Apple Pay arrived in these shores. Nearly 60% of the country's smartphone users own an Android handset. Fevzi Turkalp is from the free tech advice website gadgetdetective.com, so I suppose not before time.
Well, yeah, they're a little way behind Apple on this, and it does seem to be the way things are going. Samsung, which is one of the biggest producers of Android phones, is also launching something later called Samsung Pay. Barclays is off doing their own contactless payment system as well. So, yeah, it definitely seems to be the way things are moving, I think.
How does it work?
Well, rather like Apple Pay, it's the idea is your phone becomes a digital wallet and you load up into your phone your existing card, so be they your credit card or your debit card. You load those up into their phone, and therefore you can make the transactions on those credit and debit card accounts, but without having to produce the actual card. You just wave or tap the phone at the contactless terminal at the point of payment.
Are there any risks involved?
There are, I mean, there's always a combination or a balance between convenience and security. This is very convenient. It's not so secure. Interestingly enough, at the moment for these sorts of payments, contactless payments, there's a limit of £30 per transaction. And I think that reflects the fact that it's not as secure as chip and PIN or something like that. But what Android Pay will do is up to £30, there'll be no... you don't need to unlock your phone, no PIN or fingerprint required. Over £30, so you will be able to make bigger payments. Over £30, you will have to enter a PIN or swipe your finger across there, the phone's reader. So I think that there is a risk there. I think they're relying on the fact that, you know, the savings to the banking system will allow them to pay for any fraud.
Right. And are we ever going to need our wallets again, do you think?
I think we'll need our wallets for a good while yet, frankly. But yeah, I think, look, it's the way things are going. Some people, it's another nail in the coffin of cash, put it that way. It's also interesting because it's going to be a major revenue stream for these companies, because like the credit card company, now the phone company will take a little slice of the transaction as well. I think it's the way forward, but I do think that there's some technological problems they need to solve first to make it more secure.
Fevzi Turkalp, thank you very much indeed from gadgetdetective.com. Now, Jamie Lyle is here with today's sport.